We present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Oh.
S-I-E.
Seriously? Ignorant.
Yeah, that gets me too. Oh! Oh!
Seriously Ignorant News. And Damon, happy Veterans Day.
Are you a veteran?
I am not.
No wars?
I'm sorry.
Is your dad a veteran, Damon?
Yes, yeah, certainly is. Air Force.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Then I send our regards to your dad.
Yes.
We will.
And tell him we miss him.
Your dad was, now that's the coolest vet. Your dad would be the coolest Air Force.
With that hair.
Yes.
Coming out that cap.
Flying man.
Oh,
man.
That jaunty blue cap.
He probably had a scarf wrapped around with his locks blowing.
You got to see Damon's dad to understand this. Yeah. Damon's dad looks like Ron O'Neill.
Gordon Parks.
Yeah. Damon will be at the Chicago Hilton Urban League Gala this coming Saturday, November 15th, with Vanessa Williams. Sunday, he will perform at the Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. Seriously Ignorant News chief correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a woman who wrote a check that her false teeth couldn't cash. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as the young dudes that think Veterans Day is for older ladies.
That's right, because we're not cougars.
No, you vets. That's what we used to call them. I got me a vet, baby. Yeah. Speaking of the vets, a woman in Oxford, Massachusetts has been released on $100 bail for assault. The charges came after she was refused a drink at a local Foreign Legion. So she starts punching the bartender in the face. Then she hit the bartender in the chest with a bottle. Now, this was a lady bartender, but this is where it really gets crazy. She then decides to snatch the lady bartender's teeth out her mouth.
Wow.
Yep. Took her false teeth out. Now, I'm thinking this is a bit much for a refused drink. And it turns out I was right. The woman was upset because she believed the bartender was having an affair with her husband, who she was separated from. So they are strange, but she still went into jealous rage over a man that she wasn't even with. So I guess she said, "You won't be smiling all up in his face." Because she snatched her teeth out. Now, that strategy could have backfired because she might have been doing the ex a favor, because a toothless woman ain't completely a bad thing. Seriously.
Oh, my God.
I know. I wouldn't mind a little gummy.
So stupid.
A little gummy.
A little gummy. You know, get a little gummy from my veteran. So, look, when the police arrived, they found the dentures in the lady's pocket, but she claimed they was planted there because she didn't put them there. Seriously. As serious as a lazy Mexican. You don't see that every day.
You don't see that every day. Oh, my goodness.
All right, now, you hear all type of nightmare stories about online dating. Now, from people not looking like their profile picture to women not really being women. But this one is not the case. 23-year-old Jeffrey Mack had been chatting with this lady online, a site called meetme.com. So Jeffrey felt comfortable enough to meet his new friend Heather in person. He even felt better when Heather turned out to be an actual woman and a cheap date. So Heather suggested they meet at an Arby's parking lot. So he was like, "That works for me. Arby's pretty cheap." So once inside his vehicle, all Heather said is, "Can you get me a milkshake?" So he pulls to the drive-thru, buys her a shake with a $5 bill. He gets back $2 in change. He puts those $2 in his wallet and placed that in the center console. That's when Heather grabbed his wallet and ran off with it. Now, mind you, all Jeffrey had was $5, so all she got was two. So this date wasn't going nowhere in the first place. So Jeffrey calls 911. So the police, he gave the police her cell number. They set up another date with her. She tells them, "Yeah, meet me at Arby's," and comes and they arrest her dumb self. Seriously. Then not only did she get arrested for robbery, her minivan had a bunch of drug paraphernalia like meth and needles and all type of stuff. So there's the lesson for you. Stay offline with that dating, seriously. As serious as an optimistic Bears fan.
Wow.
I know.
That's both of y'all, huh?
Yeah, that's both of us. We got hope for someday.
Or optimistic Carolina Panther fan.
Ooh. Or optimistic people in Norfolk that want y'all to bring the tour there. Point to you live from Chicago. And I'm coming to Dallas for Thanksgiving weekend, Addison Improv. Chief correspondent Damon Williams.